At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Good afternoon, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. A little bit of a late start today because we got all kinds of crap going on in our lives because summertime, that's what happens because the kids are around. So you got crap going on and then you got different things happening. That's okay. We're still here for you. Kabali and Mac, follow us on X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, wherever. By just searching for Kabali and Mac on YouTube also, where we're up to about almost 1900 subscribers as of this morning. When we get to 2500, we'll give away that Paul Skeens autographed baseball. Thanks to our good friends at First and Goal Collectibles out there at South Hills Village. Check them out. firstandgoalsports.com. Got ourselves our little Steelers mini helmet. Kiddos excited to take the training camp in August, maybe get an autograph or two on there. We got to thank our good friends from Heck Team Homes, Dan Heck Team, here to help you in your search for your next home. Heck, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com. The whole team, Dan, Michelle, Jeremy, Corey, John, Keith, Heather, Mike, Tia, all waiting to hear from you if you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. And it's been, I mean, late June, early July is not supposed to be this busy, Kaboom. It's just not, but Omar does not sleep, apparently.
Yeah. I think we'd be remiss, first of all, to start this whole podcast off.
Yeah, go ahead.
By saying we appreciate everybody that tuned into that live broadcast on, what day was that now? Tuesday? Monday.
Monday. It was Monday when the trades. Not like trades in real time, but it was one trade. But yeah, thanks to all of you.
Big numbers.
Big numbers, the thousands of yens that checked it out on X and YouTube.
We were just rolling with the two there, man. I mean, it was happening in real time.
I meant to do this, but I've just been too busy the last 48 hours. I had to put together a reel of our live reactions to everything as it happened, from thinking it was just Jalen Ramsey to then finding out it was Minka to then finding out it was also Jonnu Smith. Yeah. It was wild to have all that play out while we were sitting here on the stream talking.
But yeah, and I wasn't withholding information about the positions they were playing. I literally got a call 2 minutes afterwards. We hung up. So then maybe they're watching the pod too.
Omar's watching everything that's happening right now. So yeah, that's interesting to me. Well, first, I saw this video. Somebody put it together on TikTok, and I think it's amusing. Because it's amusing. We're going to have Jalen Ramsey against DK Metcalf at training camp, which should give us some good content.
Why you say that?
One-on-one, no safety help. No one can stop you?
No.
Not even Jalen Ramsey?
No.
You're sorry. That's a waste of my time. That's a waste of my time.
I mean, forget the 3-8 record. Ramsey is fired up.
You wanted this noise.
First down. Off the play fake. Good protection. And it's intercepted by Ramsey.
Clearly, it's a Jalen Ramsey fan video.
Down the sideline and out of bounds. Metcalf got my legs in here. This is in and out of the hands of Metcalf.
Shut your boy ass up.
Wilson's throw.
Have gone against each other.
Here's a big play attempt and broken up by Ramsey.
With Jalen Ramsey.
Metcalf the target and number 20 won that battle.
And he came back tap in Seattle. But I saw somebody, I think it was Bill Crawford from DVE actually, who tweeted it out. Can't wait to see what this is like at training camp. The first
two
these.
That's a division lineup. That was a division rival, man. That's like, yeah. I mean, that's like Hines Ward and Ed Reed type of stuff, you know.
Yes.
I hope they didn't like each other. You know, so it should be interesting. It should be interesting. I think, I mean, that even tells you right there, that wasn't that long ago. Jalen Ramsey's a ball player, man. I don't think if he lost something, it hasn't been much.
No, I don't think so. I think he's kind of like, and people are going to, I don't know, probably get annoyed at this, but like, because people hate anything that Mike Tomlin likes. He strikes me as a quintessential Mike Tomlin style player. Like, he's going to talk a little bit, but he's going to back it up. He's going to play physical in the secondary. Like, this is the kind of thing you do when you know you've got to play Burrow, Chase, Higgins twice a year. You got to play Lamar twice a year. You're going to have to go through Josh Allen if you're going to go anywhere in the playoffs. I mean, this is exactly what you do. You get a corner who's going to go out there, and Slay plays this way to an extent too. And in some cases, and Porter definitely plays this way, in some cases, try to beat up the guy across from him.
Yeah. But the problem is there is it can go the other way quite quickly. And I've seen that before where if maybe Jalen Ramsey is not playing up to what we believe or what the fans believe his capabilities and he's still yapping.
Yeah.
That's something that doesn't go over well in this city. If you're yapping, you better be producing. So there's a fine line there, as my Bill Cowher used to say. Fine line. There. But I think he's going to be a good ball player. He's a good addition. I think he has more opportunity to make the splash plays than obviously Minka has.
And he better be drinking wine instead of squashing grapes, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, you figure now you have time to think about it. You're basically trading Minka for Ramsey, right?
Yeah.
And you're signing Jonnu Smith to a one-year deal worth, what was it, $10 million? That's not bad. I think you probably don't want to get rid of Minka, but they probably weren't going to re-sign him next year. So, once again, this all looks good on paper, but you remember the 2011 Dream Team?
Yeah, got Andy Reid fired.
I think he got fired the next year, but it was Dan put him on the path to fired him.
Someone asked me about that this morning. About, you know, that was their first. And granted, I was talking to somebody, you know, who grew up watching the Eagles in Philly. But he's like, it's the first thing I thought of is Andy Reid's dream team. And he mentioned, you know, is Mike Tomlin's feet going to get hot if he doesn't succeed this year? I said, come on, we all know. Mike Tomlin's face might as well be on the letterhead. Like, you're not going anywhere unless he wants to go somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, people talk about, well, maybe this is the year you can go make some money. Doing what Bill Cowher does. I just don't think that scratches the itch that's itching right now. His itch is still coaching football.
He's a ball coach.
And he's a lifetime. Well, eventually he won't be. Eventually he'll say, okay, it's time to move on with my life here. And this is a good option. Number two, but right now I don't see any way that he is fine. And in some way, I mean, maybe that's just the Steelers' way, the Rooney's way, but in some way that's, you know, somewhat refreshing. You got that stability there, even though he hasn't put together the wins that you would like to see him put together over the past 6, 7, 8 years. But everybody knows who the coach is. Everybody wants to come play for him. The question is, how many of these guys come to Pittsburgh if Mike Tomlin wasn't here? I mean, it's not like it's a destination city, as in football-wise. Hey, this team has a chance to win the playoffs or has to win the Super Bowl. No, they don't.
Well, I mean, it is. Come on. It is a flagship franchise.
Yes, but if you're near the end of your career or past that part of your career where you already made your money, you want to win now, you don't say, let's go to Pittsburgh. Right now, you don't.
No, it's not a place you jump to if your only concern is, I want to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. I get what you're saying in that regard. But, yeah, I mean, we mentioned this the other day in the midst of everything happening. The people they have gone out and gotten this offseason, the big names, Metcalf, Rodgers, now Ramsey, what do they all have in common? Winners. They got a Super Bowl ring.
Winners.
Slay, for that matter. They go and they win the big games that are played in January and February.
Kenny G won one. Now, Sam Alu has one. I don't think Sam Alu played during his one. I think he got hurt, but he still was around the team that won.
There's a certain common thread there between all of those guys that nobody on this roster. Well,
and, I mean, if you want to go down a level, you're bringing in Jack Sawyer, Will Howard, who played at the highest level possible. I mean, they know how to win. They know they're in darn close to a pro style team for the past, well, Howard for a year, but Sawyer for his career. I mean, Georgia, how many Georgia guys? I guess they got Broderick Jones. I don't know how many other Georgia. Darnell.
George Pickens is.
I mean, that's the thing. They've always been like that. They want guys playing at winners. The high level in the college for the most part. So it might not help them in the regular season, but I think it does help them immensely if they get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mentioned nobody on the roster before this offseason had any of that experience, including a guy who's never won a playoff game, TJ Watt, who we'll get to in just a second, because everybody's talking about that over the last couple of days. I think it's a bunch of nonsense, bullshit, but we'll get to it in a second. Got to thank our friends at Southwest Greens, southwestgreenspa.com. Go check it out, what they can do for your yard today. A beautiful artificial lawn that you can use year-round that you don't have to spend all the time and maintenance and money on. Watering, fertilizing, mowing, all of that. Forget it. No, just have the best looking lawn in the neighborhood and be able to enjoy it. You, the kids, the pets, whoever, whenever you want. Go to southwestgreenspa.com right now. Tell Jake the Kabali and Mac sent you. They'll tell you exactly what they can do for you. We appreciate them supporting the show. Speaking of winners, before we get into TJ Watt, kaboom, you know who's winning? And their Buccos have won 5 in a row, kaboom. 5 in a row, buddy. Load up the Bucco train. Hold on, I got to get my touch, too. Hold on. I got my touch. There he is. The good news is they still won the game. 5 in a row. Look at them go.
They still stink.
Come on. Can we please? We don't get to express positivity about the Buccos here very often. Can we please
does give you a little taste of what could have been if you spent a couple bucks in the offseason. I think it's worse when they win like this.
What?
Because I think it gives you that false sense of, darn it, this team could be very good. And you're like, no, they're not. They're not just not good. This is a Major League Baseball. It's a 162-game season. There's going to be stretches where you win 3, 4, 5 games in a row. I'm quite sure there's going to be a loss of 10 out of 15 coming here soon.
Come on.
It just gives you that false sense of hope.
I will say I had to do the math with my son last night as we were watching the end of the game. He's like, why can't they make the playoffs? I was like, well, because they have to win like 75 of their last 95 games or whatever's left. I don't know. My math is probably off there. 50 of their last 75 or something.
Yeah, I mean, look at the deciding play, the throw that called out at home.
The throw by Horwitz was nice. That was a nice play.
Yeah, okay, they're like going crazy, walkie and oh my god, what a play! He threw the ball 60 feet.
He did a nice job of charging the chopper, grabbing it and getting rid of it, putting it in a place where Davis could make the tag,
make that same throw. Let's not overreact to what Horowitz did there. He threw the ball 60 feet.
He had a nice play earlier in the game too. Stop crapping all over Spencer Horowitz. That was my job for the first 5 months of the year. Anyway, I thought we'd be positive and maybe celebrate a little bit that they got a 5-game winning streak going.
You're setting yourself up for disappointment. But once again, schemes, pitches, and how much run support was there?
0.0.
I mean, it has to be a mental block there, right? Nothing makes sense other than that, right?
I don't know how the guy doesn't lose his mind. Just that he's that much more mentally strong than anybody else.
You scored how many runs for this bum? You can't put up 2 for me? 1?
Well, anyway, now that we're done.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Getting through the positive stuff now that you've made everybody feel good. You know what? I guess
get rid of the DH and make the guy hit.
Maybe are you?
I hate the DH. I hate the extra innings. What else do I hate?
Everything.
I hate the limited throws to first base too. I hate the stupid box, the strike box. Let's do a little. This is the strike box right here, and here comes the ball. Let me see here. I got props today. I got props. Ready? I got to pull out my Jack Clark ball here.
What? You're gonna pull out your what? Slow Jack down there, pal.
My Jack Clark ball.
He pulled. So here's
the ball. And the ball comes, and it goes like this. Oh my God! What a terrible foot call! He called that a ball. Like, let's switch off of the stupid box. Swing the damn bat.
Okay.
Are you complaining about shit? I saw somebody put up a graphic or something of all the bad calls in the Yankees game the other day. It was like 21 missed calls by the ump. Every single one of them was literally, just swing.
Okay, are you done? If we're going to complain and bitch and moan and whine, can we complain?
You don't want to brought up baseball rules.
Because I was trying to feel happy for a second.
That's the problem. You feel happy over a couple wins. Who the hell cares of a couple wins? I want about 85 wins.
I want to find that little ray of sunshine in the cloud. That's all I'm looking for.
Like
at this
today,
point,
like not right now. There's going to be nice for about 5 days, sunny. High 80s, boy, it was good weather. Then it's going to rain for a month. You'd be like, darn it. I thought we were in summer, but nope, here comes the rain again.
You got to be the most pessimistic person I know.
Only when it comes to the Pirates.
Okay, only the Pirates and the weather and the condition of your street and anything else.
Crazy out there now. No, my driveway got 2 potholes in it.
You have potholes in your driveway already. Anyway,
I know, and I'm gonna go grab the asphalt guy right now outside doing the neighbors. I'm like, hey, why don't you fill this up?
All right, let's try to know who I am. Let's see if you can be positive about this, although I think it's a bunch of BS. This is what was said just I guess it would have been yesterday morning by the guy Florio, Michael Florio, Pro Football Talk.
We reported this last night. The two sides are still very far apart. And TJ Watt is prepared for whatever outcome may materialize, even if that means a trade. And we saw the flurry of reports yesterday, the delayed reaction. What does this mean for TJ Watt? Multiple teams plotting a potential attempt to trade for TJ Watt. the Steelers having no intention to trade DJ.
So he's doing the air quote thing where he's saying it's not real. Nothing's going to put this to bed until TJ actually signs the extension, right? Like that's, I guess we just have to live with this now, but I don't understand that there seems to be a one-sided view of things here that the Steelers are the ones not giving TJ what he wants. And the other side of it would be, okay, maybe TJ hasn't gotten an offer that he likes yet, even though you've been reporting for like a month now that there's a substantial offer on the table. Maybe TJ's just waiting to see. I said this 2 weeks ago, I think it was, maybe last week. Maybe he's just waiting to see what else shakes out in the market because there's one more massive extension happening on the defensive side of the ball this summer, and it's going to be Micah Parsons in Dallas. And maybe TJ is the one who isn't quite ready to put some ink on paper yet because he wants to see what Parsons gets. He doesn't necessarily get excited about sweating his ass off in Latrobe in the middle of August. He knows he can go out and produce if he doesn't do a lot during training camp in the preseason. Maybe TJ's not the one that's excited about getting this done right now on July frickin' 2nd.
Yeah. Plus, there might be this little thing in the back of his head that says, you didn't want to pay me before? You could have saved a couple bucks. I'm going to get every penny out of you now. I'm going to wait till September.
Right. You 7th. Made me wait when I wanted to get it done. Now I'm going to make you wait when you want to get it done.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to pull the offer off the table. I mean, it doesn't help them much in negotiations saying we want him here, we're going to get it done, and all this stuff. I mean, it doesn't help them, but I mean, TJ really doesn't have much options unless he's does a Myles Garrett and requests the trade. And in years past, we would say that's impossible. Steelers wouldn't bow down to that. But I think that goes out the window after the past couple of years when, you know, people have did some boorish stuff or said some stuff and boom, out the door they went. Maybe TJ's on a different level. To me, for lack of better terms, I'll let you rot this year and play this year. And if I have to, I'll give you your $40 million next year on a franchise tag if we want to play that type of game. Mm. I mean, so I don't know how much leverage he has. Only leverage he has right now is waiting 2 months, which is not really leverage because he's going to want to get the deal done before the season. And the only other leverage is go talk to Florio and tell him that, hey, I'm ready to be traded, maybe potentially.
Right. I just don't see it happening. I don't. Given what we know.
It's going to happen. You know how I had the Aaron Rodgers within the day?
I'm saying I don't see any kind of trade scenario happening.
No.
It's not. Everybody wants to talk about it. You know, people in Philly and Washington are dreaming about what their defense would look like with TJ Watt. What would they have to give up? What would the Steelers take? Da, 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 da. It's not happening. And look, I know we've said this about other stuff before. We probably said it about Jonnu Smith like 6 weeks ago. But like this, short of someone handing them five first round picks, they're not trading TJ Watt. They're just not. The deal is going to get done, like you said, the first week of September, right before the regular season starts. Both sides will probably be unhappy that they had to give or take a little bit more than they wanted to, and that'll be that. He'll go out and have 18 sacks.
Yeah, I mean, it's what's going to happen. I mean, it's interesting fodder over the next 2 months of what may or may not happen, but if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and your goal is by the people you sign, DK Metcalf, Ramsey, we know them all, is to win a championship or compete for a championship or win the division, you need TJ Watt. You're not going to say, okay, let's get rid of him. We got Nick Herbig. And the most he's ever played was about 18% of the snaps over a season. Maybe he can do it, but I don't want to find out. If we're going to win now, I want that guy in here. So why would the Steelers even entertain this?
And everything they've done this offseason tells you they want to win now. They are as all in, you said this the other day, on any one single given year as they have been in over half a decade. Mm-hmm. They're all in.
Good for them. Good for them on that. I mean,
right. So they're not going to turn around and trade TJ Watt for 3 first-round picks or whatever it may be. They're going to bicker a little bit more back and forth with his agent about the terms of the deal. And like you said, maybe TJ makes him sweat a little bit, and maybe the Steelers go back, play a little bit of hardball, or they have already with the offer that's on the table, whatever it may be. They'll get it done because TJ Watt wants to play and make money and sack quarterbacks. And the Pittsburgh Steelers want him to do that too. So there you go.
But if you're looking at TJ, let's look on his side now. Let's look at what he's thinking now. Maybe he is a little sore, right?
Okay.
Maybe he's not getting the offer, the Myles Garrett offer. We're just saying hypothetically. Like, why not? I mean, I think I'm better than him. The numbers say I'm better than him. We've won more than him over the career of my 7 years here. I've probably had 19 sacks against the Browns over my career. You're not offering me that. That kind of sucks. Okay. You give DK Metcalf how much? Why didn't you come after me first?
You gave Jalen Ramsey this much? Yeah.
You gave Jalen Ramsey this much? What? You bowing down to Aaron Rodgers, who's never been on this team for 2 months? What about me? I mean, could that be part of it? Just some hurt feelings right now, too.
Yeah, and I think all of that gets pushed to the side once we get within a week or two of the regular season, and they put a number that starts with a 4 in front of them per year, and he goes, okay, let's just get it done. I want to go hit quarterbacks.
Honestly, if I'm TJ, I just want guaranteed money. I don't care if you give me 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You make those 2 first years guaranteed, whatever it is, I could not care less what the rest of the contract says.
The only sticking point there, and this is something that came to mind as you were talking about Nick Herbig and, you know, what else they have at edge rusher, is, you know, you mentioned the franchise tag too. Like, if the organization wants to buy themselves, I guess, another year, and they're not ready to commit to buying multiple years of TJ Watt because maybe they like what they have in Herbig, right? He's been impactful when he has played. Maybe they want to see what they have in Jack Sawyer, right? They drafted him where they did for a reason. They talked him up the way they did for a reason. And they're only willing to commit to that one more year's worth of guaranteed money. That could be driving the sticking point here where TJ's like, no, I want at least 2 years guaranteed. And they say, well, in 2 years, you might get hurt. You might not be what you were at your peak. And we got these other two young guys behind you, and we might be ready to turn the page. And we're going to be on the hook for another $45, $50 million in the second year.
Yeah, but, you know, that makes sense if it wasn't an all-in type of mentality to me if you're the Steelers.
But what did you write about the other day? And I think this is a really good point that you made. You've brought it up. So have a couple other pretty smart people. The Pittsburgh Steelers are trying this grand experiment. And maybe it's not such a grand experiment, but they're trying to be all in on now while also doing some building, not even necessarily behind the scenes, right? You look at the way they've rebuilt the trenches over the last couple of years, Caleb Johnson, Derek Harmon, a couple other pieces. Will Howard maybe is a little bit of an experimental piece. They're trying to rebuild behind all of these aging stars, the collection of football cards that they have. They're trying to do both at the same time. And so, with that being said, Jack Sawyer is that kind of move. Jack Sawyer is, well, we don't need him right now. We got TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith, and for that matter, Nick Herbig. We can see what he does on special teams for a year and get him some snaps here and there. And then maybe when TJ does fall off the cliff, we got Jack Sawyer ready to go. They are trying to do both at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, which is very hard to do. Very hard to do, to be able to win now. But the good thing is, most of these older guys they do bring in are one-year deals, experiment, then move on from next year. I mean, this is exactly what the Penguins wanted to do, right? But, I mean, I don't know if you can compare sports because it's obviously two totally different sports. But they pretty much say, Kyle Dubas, build for the future and win now. And we saw how that just didn't work. That right. might be a little bit different in football right now. They do got 11 picks next year. They do have every opportunity to pick a franchise quarterback next year. They do have close to $100 million in salary cap next year. Plus, they got some pretty significant players this year. So they are trying to straddle that line of winning now and building for the future. And the future right now is probably offensive line, defensive line. But that's what happens when you got these younger guys on the offensive line or not in their second contract. How many guys are in on their second contract? Not many. Second Steeler contract. So yeah. Freiermuth.
On the offense, yeah, Freiermuth.
That's it.
And that's second it.
Steeler's contract, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Defense, you got Hayward, obviously, Watt. McQueen, I guess, be coming up. Minka's gone now. I mean, you only got a handful, two or three guys are on their second. Plus, your quarterback's making $13 million a year. You have this opportunity to play this game right now. Let's see what can happen. I think they're doing a heck of a job right now. It doesn't mean it's going to work, but I think they're approaching it right.
It's interesting you brought up the Penguins and what they've tried to do, because this happened a couple days ago as well. We were going to talk about it on Monday, but then we got into the whole Jalen Ramsey thing, and it was old Penguin George LaRocque tweeting Friday night during the first round of the NHL draft, I'm hearing there's a very good chance that Crosby will play somewhere else. I mean, Yoey on last week.
Maybe he means position. Maybe he says he's going to move him to the wing. Maybe they're going to move him around on power play. Maybe
he's going to finally play goalie like he's always wanted to do.
They need one now. They only got one.
It's just right? ridiculous. Sidney Crosby, you know how I said Mike Tomlin might as well be on the letterhead? He's not going anywhere if he doesn't want to go anywhere. Same thing with Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby isn't going anywhere unless he wants to go somewhere. And like Yoey told us last week, he has no interest right now in going anywhere. He wants to be a part of the next playoff team in Pittsburgh, whether it's this year or next. He wants to help bring these young guys along. Yes, he hates losing. Nobody hates losing as more than Sidney Crosby. But the dude isn't pushing his way out. He's not asking for a trade to Colorado or Montreal. So I just wish people – it is that time of year where when it's free agency and offseason and every sport but baseball, you get all kinds of craziness people talking about because they don't have anything else to talk about.
I want to know who's talking to George LaRocque.
Who's nobody. Telling him anything? Oh, that's why he tweeted it, because nobody else was talking.
Wasn't he tight with Lemieux?
George?
I thought those two were tight in some way. No,
I don't know. They're super tight.
I don't know. I just like this Robert messages his message on the side here. What's Mac been smoking? I don't know what he's talking about, but I like it.
Everything, Robert, that I can find. I have no idea what that's in reference to, but I'm glad I could upset Robert somehow. But yeah, I'm tired of the tired narrative of Crosby wants out. Crosby wants to win. Of course he wants to win one more cup before he retires, but he also has a sense of history, like we talked about with Yoey last week, and I don't think has any interest in finishing his career somewhere else.
This has to be miserable for him, though. It has to be.
Like Yoey said, when he talked to him, where did he say he talked to him?
Sweden.
Sweden, yeah. He doesn't like losing. He likes playing big games. Of course, everybody's like that. Tell me the first person you met who enjoyed losing. Stop with it, though. Maybe if this drags on for a couple more years and he's 40, and they're talking about a contract extension for the final few years of his career, and they haven't improved the team at all, maybe Crosby's like, if it can help rebuild the franchise, maybe I finish somewhere for the last year or two. Even then, I would be surprised that happened. What's on your ceiling?
It's a big-ass daddy long leg. That's that one I was trying to catch the other day, and now he grew.
What are you going to do if it falls on your head in the middle of the show?
Aren't those things good? Don't they eat like other bugs or something?
Yeah, you know, most spiders do.
This pisses me off because about a week or two ago, some guy come across and said, hey, you have any bugs in your place? And we're a Terminator, whatever it was. No, I don't have any bugs. Since then, I'm seeing bugs everywhere. I think
you know what they do. They come up, they drop them out of their pocket right into your house.
Did. I think he did. I didn't see one here in 2 years, and now there's a daddy long legs here. Is that what they call them? Daddy
long legs. Yeah, that's the official term, I think, in the dictionary. Hey, one more NFL thing I wanted to talk about before we pivot to your trip to PPG Paints Arena on Monday night and Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, which we'll get to watch on Friday.
I can tell you what happens.
No, don't spoil it.
Honestly, the end, I could tell you what happened because I think they went off the air before the fun stuff started.
Okay, well, hold on. One more football thing I wanted to talk about. I don't know how you say the guy's name. Is it Mark Maskey of the Washington Post or Mask?
Maskey.
Mark Maskey reported the other day an 18-game NFL season farther off than some had believed. They were going to begin formal negotiations this summer. Doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. Look, it's going to happen eventually. It's not a question of if, it's just a matter of when. But I think I'm more curious than anything to see what it looks like when they get there. Like, is there an extra bye week? Are we talking about a regular season that goes deep into January or starts on Labor Day weekend? Or, you know, we're talking about playoffs not being over, Super Bowls not being until almost the end of February if this does go through.
What this screams to me right here is, why in the world, if you're the NFLPA, even want to bring up an extra game until it is CBA time? You want 18-game schedule? You come scratch my back and maybe we can make this work. I don't know. When's the CBA up?
Not till 2031.
That's what I'm saying. So why would they even care about it right now? I guess if it's initial talks, I don't even really jump into anything until I can get something back from it. If it's obviously more money, if it's whatever they want, less practice time in the summer, whatever they want. If you want this, we got to do this, this, and that. So this is
the league wants more games, obviously, because it's more revenue. The league wants more international games. The league wants more than 50% of the revenue pie. Goodell's been dropping breadcrumbs about that. The players want, let me have off until July, please. We'll make training camp a week longer. And one fewer preseason game, maybe, and just more of these inter squad scrimmages and practices. And they want an extra bye week, I would think. You're going to make me play 18 games, and I want 2 weeks off in the middle of the season.
It might be bigger rosters, too. You know, it could be they want, I don't know, 60. I don't know. I had to Google daddy long legs.
What's the official definition of daddy long legs?
It's a common name that can refer to different creatures causing confusion. It's most often used for harvestmen, a type of arachnid, but can also refer to cellar spiders.
Whatever, it's daddy long legs.
I guess it's a cellar, even though it's not really a cellar.
No, you're in a finished basement, right?
Is that a cellar?
No.
What constitutes a cellar?
Like an unfinished space below the house.
So if it's finished, it's not a cellar anymore.
I wouldn't call it a cellar if it's finished.
That's a weird name, cellar.
Yeah, it is. So thanks to our friends at Impact HVAC, I should say. RAC is working fine because they came out and serviced it before the weather got nasty hot. And if you're having problems with your AC, they'll come out and take a look at yours as well. Give them a call at 412-297-1852. South Hills, locally owned Pittsburgh business, who is willing to help you if you're having any kind of heating or cooling needs. Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook, or again, 412-297-1852. How was Raw on Monday night, Kaboom? Underwhelming? Surprising? Everything you expected and more?
The problem is when you do the live show followed by the taping, they all kind of meld together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which one's which and which one was the other.
How long was the turnover between the two? Did it take them like 15 minutes, 20 minutes? That's
no,
it?
No. Enough for the kid to go take a pee, and that's about it.
Okay.
Until it was the end. Go take a pee just in time for Cody Rhodes. Oops.
Don't spoil SmackDown. You're going to get in trouble.
Well, all you got to do is every go on the internet if you really care.
Yeah, I guess.
Everywhere. But I sent you a picture of your girlfriend.
Tiffy time. So there. She'll be on SmackDown.
I Tiffy know that was much. There and she had a special guest with her.
Oh.
What's coming up? Evolution.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Speaking of the women's division, can I bring something up real quick before I put up my favorite sign from the entire night at Raw that I saw Monday night? This is interesting to me because this is someone that Matt Light connected us with her, and she expressed, you know, an interest in coming on the show a couple weeks ago and then kind of went dark again on social media. Britt Baker of AEW, right? Punksy yeah. girl, Pittsburgh girl by way of Punksy, or Punksy girl by way of Pittsburgh, whatever it is. She posted this on Instagram the other day. And look, she posts stuff like this on Instagram every once in a while. You know, a lot of these, you know, motivational self-help quotes. A bottle of water could be $1 at the supermarket, $3 at the gym, $5 at the movie, $6 on a plane. Same water. The only thing that changed its value was the place. So next time you feel your worth is nothing, maybe you're at the wrong place. No coincidence, she hasn't been on AEW TV in I don't know how long. I don't really watch AEW that often, unless I know Britt Baker is going to be on, Pittsburgh girl. There's something fishy here.
What are you thinking? You think she might show up to WWE television here soon?
Not saying, just saying. Mm-hmm. They've completely taken her out of all storylines for some reason. Can't be because they think she's not talented. She is.
I don't know. I mean, Evolution would be a nice place to go to, but
the debut, all yeah. women's PLE.
I mean, the women's division has some top high end talent, but there's just like a lot of murky middle where I just don't know where anything's going. There's no storylines. But I can tell you this about Raw. What a return of the Judgment Day. All of a sudden they got five belts.
I was just saying to someone last night, the Judgment Day might low-key be my favorite part of Raw right now. The backstage segments are perfect. They're easy to root against. You got everything. Dominic Mysterio's entertaining as a heel. Finn Balor in these backstage segments is making faces, mugging at the camera, because he knows that when Liv Morgan gets back, there's going to be hell to pay to everybody. They are honestly my favorite thing about Raw right now, outside of the Punk Rollins rivalry.
And reimagined about three or four times already.
Yeah.
Over the past three or four years.
It works every time.
I mean, I thought they were dead. I mean, you got rid of Carlito. I guess maybe they got rid of Carlito because they wanted to put a belt on somebody.
You might know this already, being an employee of WWE.com. They are still selling autographed Carlito apples on the WWE shop.
They must have a bunch. Speaking of that, they ran out of merch at that place. Boom.
Like that.
They were have a one-night event, Cody Rhodes American Nightmare Yinzer shirt. You couldn't find that if your life depended on it.
How much were the shirts? 40?
40 bucks. The kid got a Yeet one.
Blue?
No, he wanted the pink one because he saw a bunch of other kids wearing pink ones. I'm like, you want pink?
Oh, no, now you're going to complain about this too.
I got yelled at it for, don't say anything. I'm like, okay.
As long as he's happy.
Cody, he was happy they saw Cody twice.
The best sign I saw on Raw on Netflix Monday night at PPG Paints Arena was this one. Heyman works for spray tans. I don't know why it made me laugh out loud when I saw it.
I got another thing to complain about, but go ahead.
What?
No. Do your spiel. I just thought
it was hilarious. WWE fans their sign game is not quite what it was years ago, right?
No, and they promoted people to do that before,
right? And like, they would shoot the fireworks off at the beginning of Raw, pew pew pew, they'd open up to that wide shot of the interior of the arena, and it would be nothing but signs. You wouldn't even see people behind them or holding them. And now it's like, okay, you know, they try to encourage it a little bit, but it's not nearly what it used to be.
I had to go to the Dollar General to get the poster board and the letters.
Yeah.
Because the kid felt like he needed to make a sign that said King Cody Rhodes on it.
Yeah. Any acknowledgement from anybody with the sign?
There's that group, first of all, it's an eclectic group of people.
Yeah.
And this is what brings me to your picture you put up there.
I'll put it up again.
We complain about a lot of people wearing other football players' jerseys. Why would you wear another man's spot? What I find is very disturbing, and people probably might get mad, that grown-ass men are spending $600 on a belt, and they carry it around the arena like this. That's just strange to me. Those things are like $599.
They're $600, yeah.
And some of them have two belts on, and they're carrying them and wearing them around their waist. And not kids. Kids have those $20 ones. Grown-ass men. That's just strange to me.
Yeah, I couldn't see myself spending that much money on something.
Not spending that much money, but wearing it. Those belts are nice. If I'm getting a $600 belt, it's getting framed and putting up on my wall or something like that, right? I'm not wearing it.
If somebody gave it to me, maybe I'd mess around with it. You know, if I was going to Raw, I might wear it just to be a goof. But like, no, I wouldn't be carrying. I was spending $600 on it and then carrying it around with me. No, you wouldn't find me.
It was some strange people. Although those are my people.
Those are your people.
Yeah.
Why are you calling them strange? Maybe you're strange.
Maybe I am strange. I mean, I saw a lot of people there.
Yeah, a lot of recognition for the Kaboom.
It was a handful.
A handful?
A handful or two. I did see the great David Allen there. I ran into him.
Yeah. Did he say hi?
Yeah, I talked to him for a bunch of wives. Told me Cena wasn't going to be there. I think he's shooting another movie or his promo in a movie somewhere. Okay. That was disappointing. Saw the great Mark Madden there.
Yeah, how's he doing?
Ran into him. He was actually pretty happy with the Steelers trade. How about that?
Wow. He was happy about something Steelers related?
Yeah.
That's odd. And, Cam Hayward, say hi to you.
See, he was on the floor, and I was on the hard camera side. They showed up so late that they had to pull guys from a different section to put behind the announcers because they didn't feel like there was nobody there. These poor kids sat there for 15 minutes, then here they come.
You know?
It was Cam, Connor, Alex Highsmith, Zach Frazier. I think Cam's kid was there, his wife, a couple other people all just lined up right behind it. Still, then they kicked the kids out. But they stay there the whole time. Zach Frazier, he seemed like he just went. He didn't seem like a guy that would watch wrestling a lot of time, just by his reactions. But there was I didn't run into him, so to speak, but I ran into a bunch of people. You know, when you're walking across the, what is that street, correct? Right by the church? I don't even know what is that.
Washington Place?
Walk across Washington Place, holding the kid's hand, and some guy screams out their window at you, and the boy looks and he goes, you know him?
No. No. They know you, though.
Hey. Hi.
They know.
And another thing is I've noticed is people don't know how to say Pat McAfee. I've had about three people come up to me that night and call him McAfee.
Really?
Is that Pat McAfee going to be here? I'm like, who? That's the Yinzer way of saying it, I guess.
McAfee.
I mean, I swear to you, that McAfee guy, he's really crazy, man. I like him.
That's good. Justin, who always comments on YouTube, and we appreciate it, clears things up. Britt Baker's under contract through 2026. AEW would have to release her, and they won't yet. So,
well, they can make a deal.
Maybe.
Or just do what the you know, a guy like Melvin Ingram then be
just stop showing up
and some boorish behavior and say, okay, you're gone. I'm surprised they don't have any non-compete in wrestling. That's just a TV thing. TV's personalities.
It's in some radio contracts. Is it radio? Still. Yep.
I don't see how that's even fair, the whole non-compete.
It's not.
If you don't want to employ me, I mean, get rid of me, but then tell me I can't go work somewhere, even though you're the one getting rid of me?
Yeah.
Seems like an American.
Well, it's more enforced when you decide to leave.
Yeah.
And then they tell you, well, that's great. You can leave, but you can't work anywhere else in the market for 6 months with a competitor or whatever it is.
Which is crazy. I could see if you're saying, I understand they don't want you to go the next day and show up because you keep poaching people. But if they're choosing to get rid of you, why can't I go work anywhere? I'm surprised that any wrestling don't have that. Maybe they do.
Hey, did you see Pirates are winning 1-0?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yay.
Are you excited?
No.
I didn't think so. Hey, so you're going to take most of next week off, right? Well, we're going to take most of the next week off.
Yeah, I'm heading on out somewhere. Heading to a little vacation-y.
Nice.
Not long. I'm not like Mac going to Arizona just to drink some beers.
It was also to check out the mountains and stuff. Yes, Justin, I do remember when Rick Rude was on Raw and Nitro the same night. It's still one of the funniest things in the history of wrestling, as far as I'm concerned, because Raw was pre-taped, and then he showed up on Nitro live. One of the best moments of the Monday Night Wars between WWF and WCW.
Well, the one that jumps to your mind is, what was it, in Virginia when they showed up? Showed up, not WCW.
No, Hunter DX showed up outside WCW's arena.
And Nash is like, man, I wish they would let him in. We have a whole company there, and it's just like five of them. Who can forget that?
Speaking of WCW, I'm not sure how much is true and how much isn't, but there's people out there talking like Hulk Hogan may be in like a really bad way.
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was supposed to come down to...
he was supposed to be at Duffy's for an autograph signing of his Real American Beer. And then all of a sudden it got canceled due to health issues.
I don't know.
It's like...
Honestly, if you're Bubba, what the hell are you even saying anything? Even if it is true, shut the hell up.
Because he wants the clicks.
I know. But, I mean, we're talking about a guy's life. If he's sick or not, there's some things that just should be off limits. Don't be talking about another guy's health because somebody told you. My source says he's on his deathbed. How about shut the hell up and don't worry about his deathbed? That's what I think, right?
When has Bubba the Love Sponge ever really given a shit about what anybody else thinks? Okay, stop. We're going to stop right there.
Well, watch that movie on the... What's that documentary called?
I can't remember.
The Gawker one?
Yeah, no, I don't need
to. That will tell you everything you need to know.
I don't need to see it. Thanks. All right. Go enjoy your 4th of July weekend, everybody.
I'm through the South Hills Village right now because my computer's broken. So I might stop in the old... See our esteemed sponsors.
Yep, stop in at First and Goal. Say hi to the boys. Get your laptop fixed. Enjoy the 4th of July weekend. And then if we don't get together at some point next week, maybe Monday morning, maybe not. We'll see if we have time because you're going to be heading out of town. And then I'm out of town next Thursday for a long weekend. Then we'll get together soon. And we'll see if Omar can go another 48 hours without making a massive trade. Don't forget to follow on all the social media, Kabali and Mac on X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, of course on YouTube. If you're one of the first 2,500 subscribers, you'll be eligible for that autographed Paul Skeens ball. And in the next couple of days, while we're maybe taking some time off, we'll throw up on Instagram, I think is where we're going to do it. Another little incentive, another little giveaway for Yins, a little Yoli's gift certificate.
Maybe. I would probably take that over to Paul Skeens ball.
I know you would, Pappy Nola. Again, Go enjoy your 4th of July weekends. We'll talk to Yinz again soon. This has been another fantastic edition of Cavalli & Mack. We thank each and every one of you for supporting the show, you beautiful people. Enjoy your independence.